Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Okay, today I want to talk about energy and boundaries. So this time of year, I do things probably differently to most. I'm not a rusher. I'm not like the person that's shopping, you know, last minute. I have generally finished all my Christmas shopping by the time December comes. Maybe I'll go about and do a few last minute things, but I'm just not that kind of person. And the reason I'm not that kind of person is I don't necessarily thrive in chaos. It depends on the kind of chaos, but like if I'm gonna be thriving in chaos, it's not gonna be due to fucking Christmas, right? I'm not available for that, no. And it's not, you know, it's not gonna be for something like that, you know? I think sometimes we get to choose what struggle is worthy, you know, of. So like if there's something big and there's going to be some stress attached to it, then it's worth it. It can be worth it. It can be worth the struggle, right? But Christmas, it happens every year and we know what's coming. So why the fuck are some of us repeating the same bullshit year in, year out? You know, it's no surprise that it's coming, right? I just don't understand it. And I've also been thinking a lot lately just about energy and about how over the years I have become selective as to what I'll put my energy into and what I won't. And I'm someone who thrives with rest and not having a full calendar. And I don't believe a full calendar is a prerequisite for success. I don't believe it's, like, I don't actually believe it has anything to do with success. I think it's a choice. Yeah. And I value my downtime. I know I'm a better human when I have time and space and when I'm not overwhelmed and I'm not in obligation. I'm just a much better human. And so it's always a choice for me. You know, like I'm selective. I'll be like, is this the best use of my energy? No? Okay. You know, I see a lot of people in life and in business like running around like fucking chooks with their heads cut off or on the hamster wheel. And they're just going around. You know, the hamster wheel has collected enough momentum and they're just kind of on the ride around and around and around, you know, like. And the thing has built up so much momentum that you don't need, like, basically you're just running to keep up with the fucking thing. And that's the way a lot of people live. My God, I am so not for that. And the other thing I find is people are on that, going around and around and around. Come, Bill. And I've heard clients say to me, when it slows down, I'll be able to, right? Well, when I just get through this, then I'll be able to slow down. When I just get through this, I'll be able to slow down. Like, I don't know how many conversations I've had with people just over Christmas. Once I just get past this, December, once I get past the kids' birthdays and once I get past the Christmas, then, you know, I'll be able to shut off and chill. And that might be the case, right? Like, it might be the case that there's a rush in order for you to chill. But if you're one of those people who is just on the ride, waiting for it to stop before you get off, you can stop the ride at any fucking time. And I've been thinking about how I stopped the ride. Well, number one, I feel like there are people who are kind of codependent with chaos. There's that thing Dr. Phil says, like, what are you getting out of it? You know, if there's some kind of negative pattern playing out, there's some kind of feedback you're getting that is doing something for you. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it. Now, I'm not sure I believe fully in that approach. Like, I'm not sure that's like a blanket statement that I could rightfully make. But in that particular case, in the chaos codependency case, I feel like there is something that people are getting from that. Is it the rush? You know, for me, oh my God, I think about rushing and I'm exhausted just thinking about it. It's not something that I want in my life. It's not something that makes me feel good. And so I just flat out refuse to have rush unless it's like good kind of rush. So for example, it's Tuesday, the day before I release this episode, before Christmas, and today and yesterday, Mabel and I have been rushing around, but like a good kind of rush. You know, we had an art class, and then we went to a nursery, and we had lunch at the nursery, and we bought some presents, and then we drove down to Ballina, and we had a look in an antique shop, and then we went to, you know, like, so it was a busy day, but it wasn't like a fuck, gotta get here, fuck, gotta get there, quick, stress. Like, it was an energizing kind of, I don't even know if it was a rush, I don't even know if you'd call it busy, but, you know, well, we were busy, we did a lot of shit, and it was energizing and it was fun. And then today we did a similar thing. So my mum, because of the whole Christmas thing, you know, not happening, and for us this year, I was supposed to be going to Melbourne, but I just wasn't quite comfortable with that, just because I know things can change at a moment. I didn't want to be stuck in Victoria with border closures or anything like that. And so I just called it a bit early and said, oh, I'm not coming down this year. And so my sister-in-law and her family were coming up from Sydney, and they live on the Northern Beaches. So if you're in Australia, you'll know what's happening in the Northern Beaches. We've had like an outbreak of COVID. And when I say outbreak, you know, it was like 23 cases, 30 cases. Yesterday was 15 and today was 8. So like, you know, they're on it. The Australian government do some things well, and the contact tracing is one of them, right? Like, they can bring outbreaks under control. But it means that my sister and in-law and her family can't leave. So that meant that Mabel isn't able to see her cousins, and we're not able to hang out with our families. And, you know, it's all a bit sad. And so my mum shouted myself and Mabel for a pedicure, and Mabel got a mani-pedi. She loves that. I'm like, who is she? She's not my daughter. Anyway, we went and had a mani-pedi, and then we went to visit Nana for a bit. And then I had to have a fringe trim, and, you know, and now I'm down the beach. So it's been another day that's been quite full, but again, it hasn't had that rushed energy. It hasn't had that, like, fuck, oh, gotta get all the things done. Like, I know that makes me a really shitty person, you know? Like, I am not a good human when I'm feeling pressured and rushy and stressed. Like, I am really, really not a good human. You do not want to be around me when there is, and I know some of my clients who were part of my mastermind have seen what happens to me in that kind of energy, and it's not good for me. And I know that, and so I create boundaries. And I know, like you guys know, I am constantly talking about checking in to see what you're available for. And this is just another way I do that. Am I available for rushing around last minute? Am I available for the treadmill? Am I available for social events that I don't want to be at? Am I, you know, like, what am I available for? And if I'm not, I just won't do it, right? And I get that for some of you, it will be like, well, what a selfish bitch. You know, like, what does she do? Just, is she rude? You know, like, I don't even know. They're probably not thinking that. But, you know, like, people have stories around selfishness. I actually believe we can be selfish and selfless at the same time. Because I have been the person who has done a lot of the things, right? I've been on boards of various organizations that I didn't want to be on, and I did because I felt like I should. You know, I've also done simple things like sit busting for a piss but didn't want to intrude on someone to ask if I could use their toilet, you know, or being somewhere and knowing I've got to be somewhere else and not being willing to say, or getting a meal and I'm unhappy with it. And like, what happens to me in those situations is pretty fucking ugly. You know, it's like, yeah, I'm a bitter bitch. And I don't enjoy that feeling. And so I just won't have that in my life. I'll say, if something is bothering me, I'll speak up. And that's, I don't believe that's selfish at all. I actually think it's one of the best things you can do, because, for example, when I've been volunteering or on a board or something like that and it hasn't felt right, don't get me wrong, there is an internal battle that happens because I don't want to let people down. And so I've held on to things too long in the past, and that is what makes me nip it in the bud. As soon as I feel that this is not something that I'm available for anymore, I'll just flat out say it. And I feel like, number one, it saves people feeling it saves people from my shitty energy. I don't want to bring the bitterness to the party. So I'd rather not go to the party and then everyone can have a fucking great time without me. Right? And even if I'm pretending that I want to be somewhere, there's like this insidious darkness that kind of comes out spitting, like, not just from me. You know, there's a reason that we have passive aggression. It's because we've shut down our anger, and it comes out in like venomous ways from the side. You know, like, people aren't expecting that shit, but they can feel it. And I'd rather just save them from having to experience that, for starters. Then there's also this thing around, so there's the energy, right? But also, like, why do I think I'm that important that I'm gonna fuck up everyone's day, week, event, business? You know, like, I'm actually not that important. And it's not about me. You know, it's about them. And I often think, particularly when I've been in like volunteer situations where I've been on an organization in a volunteer role and I've held on to it because, well, you know, no one else is, like, if I leave, then what? You know, they won't have anyone to do what I do. And, you know, like, but what I've learned from having those uncomfortable conversations and actually saying, oh, you know, this isn't working out for me, and potentially letting people down. Sometimes what I'm actually doing is, you know, by me being a bit of a martyr and taking up space, I'm preventing someone else from potentially stepping up who might enjoy it more than me. And I'm taking up their space. So I kind of look at it like, by me saying no, I'm creating space for someone else to say yes. Just because it doesn't feel good for me doesn't mean it's not going to be perfect for someone else. You know, it's kind of like we have this thing where we want to chop people's food up or even like blend it and fucking stick it in a smoothie and almost like stick an intravenous thing so they don't have to feed themselves. Like, people are capable and of figuring out problems. It's not our position to save everyone from themselves, you know? And I think that's what the treadmill is often. We're just doing all these things for everyone else and not really considering ourselves. And I think about, like, I don't want my daughter to grow up thinking that's okay to put everyone else's needs before my own, before her own. I don't want her running around like a fucking madman, being in, you know, being part of organizations or events or whatever that she doesn't really want to be part of because she thinks she should. I don't want anyone doing that, actually, not just my daughter, anyone. I think it's a, I don't know. And there's, you know, I feel like there's really only two steps to changing things here. Well, one is taking a fucking breather, asking yourself what you really want, and then looking at your life to see what doesn't fit that. Right? Does all this shit you're doing align to the life you want to lead? Are you available for that? If not, then you've got to have some uncomfortable conversations. And I will say this, that is difficult. I think that's why most people just keep going, spinning around and around and around, because they're unwilling to really have those uncomfortable conversations. But as someone who has been practicing uncomfortable conversations for about a decade, I would say that this is a muscle that gets stronger. You know? And sometimes you take, I don't know if you remember, a few months ago, I had a night away. It was after the first COVID lockdown, and my husband said, you know, go away for a night, go to the Gold Coast. So I went up to a hotel and a guy got in the lift with his girlfriend, and there was only supposed to be a 2-person limit, and I said something and I was just so shocked. So sometimes we go back and forth, right? Like, sometimes I'm stunned into submission and I beat myself up for that for a while, but most of the time I feel like I'm constantly practicing voicing my needs. I'm constantly practicing and I'm still learning. You know, I still get into these places where I'm struggling with something unnecessarily because I haven't even become aware that I can ask for help. You know, so I'm still learning to speak up and I'm still learning to have uncomfortable conversations, but it's a practice that I am committed to, because the alternative is a life that I get to the end of and I regret because I haven't taken the time to do the things that matter to me, because I haven't prioritized, you know, like when I ran Show Up Speak Up, no, it might have been partly Show Up Speak Up, but more the purpose and passion wise workshops, there was a theme, right? When we all took a moment to think about what really mattered to us, what we really gave a shit about, it was like the classic shit. Spending quality time with family and friends, you know? Having alone time, being able to sit down and read a book, like chill and hang. And yet we're filling every fucking minute running here to there to do, you know, and even when it comes to business, you know, when I work with podcasters and they come to me and they're like, you know, I talk to them about what they're doing to promote their podcast, and they're doing a lot of time consuming shit that doesn't actually have much of an impact, but that they think they should, because that's what you do. You create an audiogram to share, and you know, you do your Pinterest fucking this and whatever, but like, is that shit actually doing anything? Is it working? Because if it's not, why the fuck are you doing it? If it's not, why the fuck are you doing it? So, yeah, I guess like this is the time to really have a think about drawing a line in the sand. If, and maybe it's some big uncomfortable conversations. You know, one thing about Christmas I find is that people really are just going through the motions. It's like, well, you know, we get up, we rush around, we go to this parent's house, and then I go to that parent's house, and then we've got to go here, and I've got to make dinner for 35 people and blah blah, and then I'm just fucking exhausted and stressed, and I just cannot wait until, you know, New Year's is over or whatever. I can't wait until 2021. That's something I'll talk about in the next episode, I think, where like, yes, that takes, like, it, what do you want to do? Well, what I want to do is just have a really slow day. The kids open their presents and they get to enjoy them, and we just have a really low key, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, cool. Have some conversations. And yeah, you might get some ag and you might get some, you know, whatever, kickback, but like, you still have a choice. It's okay for you to put you and your family's needs before others. You know, because when it comes to Christmas in 20, 30 years' time, do you want your kids rushing around feeling stressed and gotta go here, gotta go to this mother-in-law and this mother? You know, like, what the fuck do you want? So yeah, I guess that's the two questions here, right? What the fuck do you want? And what are you available for? Get very clear on that. And when you are, start having the uncomfortable conversations. Because, you know, I move through life at my own pace. My own pace. And sometimes that's felt slow, right? I see people, you know, kind of like come in, just for example, people come into Instagram and they've got, you know, they've been on there for fucking 3 months and they've got 10,000 followers and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and they're just like 24/7, boom, 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 like hustle, hustle, hustle. That I'm not available for. I go at my own pace. Things might grow slow, maybe. And they have for me. But I'm okay with that because I'm not going to fucking go killing myself for anything, unless it really fucking matters to me. So, and even then, like, it shouldn't be that much of a struggle. So yeah, what pace do you want to go at? Because, you know, the last couple of days have been really fun for me, and they've been a fast pace, faster than I'm used to, and it's felt good. But I'm not about to do that 7 days a week, 365 days a year. No, 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 no. I am going to have days where I lay on the couch, lie in a hammock, read a fucking book, and that is going to happen whether it is a busy time in my life or not. The key is how it makes you feel. If it's making you feel chaotic, overwhelmed, like you're just going through the motions, like life is happening to you, then come to me. This is something I work with people on, helping them to better use their energy. So they're not just going through the motions. So they're not just, you know, like helping you speak up helping you, like, what do you want? How can we create that for you? What's going to have to change? And then supporting you through that. So my books are open because I'm not busy. And also I am open to other things, right? If you guys want to do like a workshop around this or something, sometime in January, speak to me. Let's like I'm here to help in any way I can. So if there's something that you think I can help with and you're not available for one-on-one, then tell me what you want and let's make it happen. All right, so that is it from me today. Next week I want to talk to you about the new year. And anyway, I'll just leave it there. If you aren't already, follow me on Instagram at Carvosophies, and always feel free to reach out to me anywhere, Facebook, Insta, via my website, carlinimmer.com, whatever is good for you. All right, until next week, chill the fuck out. Peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmer.com or find me on Instagram at Carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.